Hello.
Hello, Carlos. This is Eddie.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. I sent you the email, the two initial designs. All things are dummy, the content, the picture. You can just focus on the layout in the pictures.
Let me get in front of this computer here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm in front of the computer. Yeah, I got your email here. First design demo and second design. Okay. 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 About. Okay, let me look at the second one. I think the second one.
You like the second one?
I think the second one would be ideal, but of course we usually change some of those pictures.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but the second one I think it's ideal.
All right. So you can just approve me an email that I approve second one design, and I'm just working on it.
Okay, let me
And
see.
sir,
How do I
like
reply to that?
You can just simply reply me like in Teamwork.
In teamwork, how you do that? Which says auto reply? Add reply, I mean, sorry.
Yes, sir, add reply.
Okay.
And you want like on your website, which is the dummy, you want all the pages like the home, about us, services, client reviews, contact us page.
Which one was that again? I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Like
I'm sorry.
these all are inner pages, right? The home, about us,
Right.
services, client reviews, contact us. You all
Yes.
like you all want to.
Yeah, those are fine.
All right. And there's appointment. You want appointments?
Appointments would be basically how to contact us. So they see contact us and
All
then
right.
we'll contact them basically
So
that.
I remove from there the appointment because this is not need for
Yeah,
us.
it's not, it's just basically tweet that I would put instead of appointment, inquire. So basically what kind of service they want, you know,
All
and
right,
then
all
we'll
right.
get back to them.
Okay,
That
okay.
type of stuff.
And the
Like their
logo.
names, phone numbers, email, and
And
what
then I,
service they want.
yeah, I asked something from you. Like in every email, there is the logo. That chief in gold, the badge.
No, I'm using. I would use the patch
Okay, the
because
patch.
the logo is because if you see the patch,
The
the what's in the middle of the patch, that is the logo, really.
All right, so there
That
is.
little center thing.
I have two patches. One is blue, PSPA. I think so.
Right.
And one was in silver and gold.
Silver and gold.
Yes, sir. Can you open your Teamwork, sir?
Yeah, I'm on Teamwork. Yeah.
You can just read your second, I think, yes, your second email where you can send me the web brief form and logo questionnaire.
Yes, I'm not going to add it now. Okay. So,
yes, sir. So there is
the one that's PSPA.
Yeah.
I would like to use that. It says on the bottom of it, it'll say Public Safety Protection Agency.
Okay.
But somewhere along the line,
okay,
I would like to use the second one, which is the patch.
Right.
And that's it. I don't really care too much about the shield. The patch is what I really like.
All right, that green one, right?
Is it green?
Yeah,
it has the green in the middle. Yeah, because it has the palm tree is green. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So we use the both logos. The first logo is the. Can you open your site?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, there's URC. There is your logo in blue.
In blue. Let me see. Where my logo in blue? On the. You mean open it up again?
No. On the website.
Yeah, I am on the website.
So, are you see with home? There is your logo here. If you see it.
Oh, if I click on home.
Yeah. On home page and.
Mm-hmm.
On the right.
Yeah,
side.
It says your logo here. It says. Oh
yes,
yeah.
Sir.
It says on the left hand side. It says your logo here.
Yes, sir. So I can put that
mm-hmm.
patch there, right?
Right.
All right. And the other one, where I can put it?
We are, that I would put that there, where we are.
We are.
Instead
qualified.
Of the DBA. Yeah, instead of the DBA, I would just put the public safety one.
All right, so where
the
I can
that says PSPA, the big PSPA, Public Safety Protection Agency?
Yes, sir.
Can that go there?
Mm.
Where it says we are, can it go there?
We are. On the side, right?
Where we are will be, if I scroll down to where we are.
All right,
it says security guarantee.
Okay, the personnel security. Yes, I got it.
Yes.
All right. So there is put I can the logo, right?
Yeah.
All right. So that blue one. Yes?
Yeah, the blue one, yeah.
Yeah. So I can put one there, and the green one is the main logo, and in the footer, I can use, if you see in your website, please come down.
Okay, I'm coming down. I'm coming
scroll,
down to where?
Yeah, scroll down the last page where the website is end.
Okay.
Yeah. If you see there's a, again, viewer logo.
Yeah, right there, uh-huh.
So I can put that main logo is there.
Yes.
All right, and I
you're talking about the PSPA, the blue one, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
No, not a blue one. The green one.
Oh. Oh, the green one. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
this
fine.
Is
yeah.
Your, yeah, because this is your main logo.
Yes.
And I also like to send the question logo questionnaire to my web development, so they are also making a logo for you. So if you like that logos, so you can just see it, and if you didn't want, so I can edit your logos on your website.
Oh, okay.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Yep. So we are on a second one, and you want all the pages? Like
which
home, about us, pages.
Yes, except the other one that says event protection. Where you see the event staff?
Where is it?
Where it says services we provide.
Yes, service in process.
Yeah.
So
our services, the services we provide. If you go down, I think it's first to third page.
Third page.
It says event security safety. Event,
yes, sir.
It says event protection. Whatever we do, we don't use that.
All right, all right. So
because that's basically like a concert, that'll go crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Because our insurance will go say, what?
Yeah, of course. That's...
Yeah, because, you know, the insurance company, they visit the website to see what you are promoting.
Yep.
So
we use two
and
security.
And we use everything except event security. What's that?
Of course. So, all right, so I event security, I just get rid from the website, right?
Now, yes, and there's another thing, too. You see, if you see on the email that I sent also, the one after that one, it says email brochure.
Yeah, brochure, yeah.
That was my old company. So I would like to, detect, respond. You see all that bottom stuff, virtual gate guard and that. If we can incorporate any of those pictures, because we do that also, with the exception of not the burglar alarm. We don't do that. But we do access control, remote security monitoring, live view surveillance, and virtual gate guard.
All right. So in services, you add other services, or these two are perfect for you?
Yeah, they're perfect, yeah. And another thing, too, is I wanted to ask you, because you guys can Photoshop, can you?
Mm-hmm.
On that car that you see on the logo on the car, which I can also send you the car, the picture of it. I would like that car, but to go across, say, the PSPA.
All right. Are you talking about the card?
Yeah, the little security car.
That
you see on the portfolio brochure.
All right. All right.
I got a picture of it. I can email it to you.
Yes, I see the brochure. Right now, I just open it. But you say to me that there's a car, so I just close that picture. So that's
all. Yeah.
All right. So I see the brochure, and I just read it, all the brochures that what you are going to work in. And I just forward to my production team, and they were, like, added all these things.
Okay, and I am going to send to you.
Yes, sir.
An executive protection picture. I think it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can incorporate that somewhere in there.
Yes, sir. Of course, I will do it.
The only thing is, it's, I think in one of the pictures, I know you can Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put the tie a little longer? Because the tie, I think. Because this has already been taken, they can't fix it. But I know Photoshop, you can do a lot of stuff. You can make the tie go to the belt line.
Oh, yeah, I can do it.
But I'll send you the picture. They're pretty nice pictures.
Yep, sir.
Because they're EP stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll send them to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you guys picked the best one because, you know, this is what you guys do anyway. I'm not going to tell you, but I think you guys can put
it
there. So I'll do that now for my other email. It'll
all
be
right,
from
sir.
The same email, from the .org, but because it's in my other computer, so I'm going to log into that computer because I have the picture saved there.
Yes, sir. No problem.
And I'll send them to you.
So I just see that picture, and I am added. If it's suitable, I am added there underneath
that. If it's suitable, yes.
So with who we are, if you see on your website who we are, like, little down, scroll down. So there's a picture.
Yeah.
The man is standing with a...
Yes.
Like, so I can just adjust there if you want.
Yes, you can add it there, yeah. Yeah, or right in the middle of that event where it says event safety, you can take him out and put it there if you want.
All right. And you have your services in all these.
Do I have what? I'm sorry?
Like your service, our services, you want that, right?
Yes.
All right, so I can add it there, our services. And these pictures are perfect?
Yeah, so far, yeah. The only picture I don't like is that picture with the event.
Yes, I see that.
That's the only one.
Just leave it.
Yeah, that's the only one.
I
will send you. Yeah, so I'll definitely send you from the computer, my other laptop that I have.
Yes, sir.
Because those were stage photos that I own.
Yes, sir.
That I did, and I used it on the old website, which I don't use it anymore. But it's funny. You know, if I give, because this is real simple, they turned off, I didn't do it. I had the old one of my son, because he's a little bit computer, he knows a little bit about computers. If I give you the GoDaddy password to go in, right?
Yes, sir.
And the hosting where my other old one, the FloridaInvestigation.org, is there. The template, everything is there. The picture should still be there. It's just not running because I told him to don't run the website because I'm not doing that company no more.
Okay.
Can you guys go in there and retrieve those pictures?
Of course it will, if I have username and password.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, because those pictures are there, and you don't have to all you have to do is Photoshop the name and not, you know, on the picture. But those pictures will work.
Let me ask them. Just wait.
Because I know when you log in, I'm going to get a text, and I'm going to have to give you, you know, so if I say it's, you know, give you the PIN number, and then you can get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if you want, we could do that on the phone. You can log in. At least if you're logged in.
Yeah.
You guys have, you know, access.
Right. So just I'm asked with my senior that how to get in. Just wait.
Okay. You just got to go to GoDaddy.
Yes, sir.
.com.
Yes, sir. No. I just asked that everything is there or not.
Oh,
yes, sir.
I think you'll be there because all we did was just stop the hosting. You know, it's there on the, I guess, in the back end.
The back end.
Yeah, I'm assuming when you upload all the stuff on the to put the website running.
Because
it's all code, so I don't know that stuff, you know. I don't know how to work that stuff.
Yes.
But I mean, you guys should be able to.
Wait a second. I just opened GoDaddy. All right, sir, so you can give me the username and password for your GoDaddy?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you right now on the phone. Okay, so the username is numbers. There's 125.
Just wait. All right, sir, I just noted on my Notepad. Just give me one minute.
Okay. No.
All right. One.
Where's that?
The username, sir.
Oh, the username. Okay, it's 125.
1250.
Zero 02
02
052
052
1250 right, so
2052
right?
Yes, sir.
Password. The password is capital F as in Frank.
Yes, sir.
And then
L-O-R
I-D
I-D
A.
Yes, sir.
I-E-T
Florida, then?
Yeah, Florida, I-E-P
I
2018. Yeah, and you know that stick with the dot? I think that's an apostrophe. You know how you in top of the one, you know, on your keyboard, the top of the one, what is that?
Basically, I'm using a Lenovo.
You're using a what?
Lenovo, the laptop.
Oh, the laptop. Yes, yeah, so it should be whatever that, not the question mark, the one with the stick and the dot on the bottom. What is that?
The two dots?
No, the one dot. The one stick with the dot. Damn, I have it on on the tip of my tongue, and I can't even say it.
Can you send me an email?
Yeah. I'm going to reply right now on the bottom, and you see.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. This is the password that I'm sending to you on a
yes,
text.
Sir.
I mean on the thing.
Yes, sir.
You see it? I just sent it to you.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
All right. This is a baseball bat.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Jesus. I'm getting too old.
Yes, sir. So I just gave to my senior manager. He wants to talk with you about that, okay?
Okay, you know when you sign in, they're probably going to ask you for a code, so I'll get a text probably.
Yes, sir.
It's okay.
Yes, sir.
And then I got to give you the text number.
Yes, sir. He wants to talk with you, my senior manager, Sam Jones.
Okay. Okay.
Just wait.
Hey, Carlos, this is Sam. How are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm okay, right? Yes, so you were speaking with AD, right, regarding something about the pictures and all that, so can you let me know what happened, like what the thing you are providing?
Okay, what happens is I had a website that I just put it on pause, so it's not running on the internet, but there are pictures there, and I was telling him that maybe we can retrieve some of those pictures, because it's there on the GoDaddy where the public safety other one is, because I own several.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Florida investigation, which is the brochure that I sent him to get more ideas, just to more the verbiage. But my thing is the pictures that are on the old website, I said see if we can use some of them, because I have some pictures there that are pretty, you know, they're good.
Okay, no problem. So, the things that you have provided to AD, right? A number, customer number of GoDaddy accounts.
Yeah, the username and password to get in.
It's Florida IEP 2018 examination, right?
Yes.
Might we receive a text verification code? Was that 2983?
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, it's the code is, the verification code is 589-817.
589-817.
17. Yeah, 817.
Here we go.
And you should be in.
I am. Here we go.
And then if you see the domain name fraudinvestigation.org, that's the one that has the pictures that I'm talking about, because I used to have that website running and I don't have it. I just don't run it now, so I put it on pause. But I want to see if we can retrieve some of those pictures to put in after we Photoshop in the new website. if it's possible. Or if not, I could just locate the pictures and send them to you again.
Okay, just give me one moment if you don't mind. Actually, just logged in. I need to see one thing. Give me one second.
Okay.
Yep, thank you so much. Stay with me, please. All right, so I have your access now. There is too many domains there. Which domain would you like to head a website on?
Which one was that? What was that? I'm sorry, I lost you. I'm sorry. What was that?
I'm saying I'm just trying to ask you, like, which domain you had a website on.
The one that says fraudinvestigations.org.
Florida, we'll start FloridaInvestigations.org. Okay.
Yeah.
But there is no website on it. Did you create any website on the on this domain?
It was under a WordPress. Yeah, hello. It wasn't under the WordPress?
Under WordPress. So what was the username and password of the WordPress?
No, you click on the bottom and you should be able to manage it.
There is nothing like that. I'm sorry.
Because I'm online too. If you go into if you're on my thing, on the website thing.
I am.
Yeah, you should be able to click and manage WordPress.
I am under there. I'm your GoDaddy account now, and here's all the domains right here. And manage WordPress
right
there. Okay, gotcha.
And then you click on the WordPress, and you go add site, and I believe you can probably get in there. I know that's where it is. That's where everything is.
okay. Just give me one second. I was trying to get in directly from the WordPress. That's why.
Yeah, because you should be able to see the view the site, and it says, "Sorry, we're doing business." You know, that's what you look at it, but you don't need. That's just something that's done. So, because I'm taking it down, but you should be able to manage it from in there. I don't know. Other than that, you guys know after that.
I know. Login. It's logging on the WordPress. Give me 1 second. Oh, here we go. I got you. Okay, so on this side.
Yeah.
Okay. Home security service industries news and blog about its containers. Here it is. Here's a picture. Here's the content as well. So would you like to, would I use same content and same pictures?
Well, not the same. You could take some of the context, but but none of the investigation. Anything that says security, fine, but not no private investigation.
All right, now
the context.
On your website, having homepage, on the
yeah.
homepage, having all the details like executive predictions, event security, and so on, sound. So, should I use the same one?
You could use the same one, yes.
Along
it's just
Facebook.
No private investigation.
Not private investigation. There is no private investigation section.
No, but I'm thinking the verbiage is, if there's any verbiage there, I don't want none of that investigation stuff. But there is a picture there that I would want from the construction. And then it's, you see a bunch of guys of construction, but then you'll see the logo from Florida Investigation. I want to Photoshop that and put PSTA and use that picture for construction. And I believe on there, you also see executive protection guys with cars, and you see...
Okay, let's start from over, right? Step by step.
Okay.
I'm on the contact us page now. On the contact us page, your website details is there, so I will get the same details from the contact us page. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, let's move on the about us page. On the about us page, you're having your details about us and our approach and training courses available. So should we use the same things from the about us page?
Yes.
Okay, along with the picture and training courses, each and everything. Okay. Now, on the news and blogs. Here's a blog. Here's a one blog. Hurricane Florida Keys Disasters Relief Efforts. Can I use the same blog? Okay, got it.
Yes, you can use the same one.
Okay, and here is a logo in the center. So would I use the same logo?
No, not that logo, because that's Florida Investigation. You have to use the PSPA logo.
Okay, got you. So have you already sent it to the 80?
Nope.
Can you use
I couldn't get into it to get the picture. I will have to look. I was trying to say if he can retrieve everything from there already.
Like, we will create it for you, or you will already have a logo?
Oh, I have the logo. Yeah, he has the logo there. But he says that they're going to create one anyway to see if maybe I want that one. But I have my logo. But, you know, we can work with whatever to see what looks better, what's more appealing.
Got you. No problem. And let's move. Here's the industry section. And under the industries, having six industries, like hospital, private schools, church, consulate. Would I use the same drop-down, six industries?
Sure.
And the same verbiage as well under the industry section, like hospital, like if I click on the hospital and private school?
Yes.
Okay. And now on the security services, here's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Here's the 9 services you are offering. So executive, airman, construction, arms, corporate, facial, investigate, and so on. So would I use the same 9 services, or would you like to add more? Or is okay?
So you can add more, but take away the investigation part. I don't want no investigation.
Here is that investigation. Here is, okay. So that would be the 8 then, if I will remove the investigation.
Yes.
Okay, the 8 services now. And what about the event security? It's fine, or would you like to remove it?
Which one was that? Event?
Yeah, event.
Yeah, no, take away that event security.
Okay, so here's, let you know, like the executive events. And you're saying events we need to remove, okay? Here is the construction site security, arms,
yes,
security guards, corporate security, spatial response team, investigation,
yes,
we need to remove, okay? Security consulting and risk assessment, CCTV and surveillance.
Yes.
Okay, so we need to remove 2 only, events and investigations. That's fine?
Yes.
And should I use the same verbiage?
Yes, you can use the same verbiage.
Okay. And now on the home page. And one more thing. On the top, having a social media links like Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, or Yelp, or LinkedIn. And
those have to be created. I never created them, so that will be created. They have to be created. I don't...
No problem. Okay. And on the home page, I will go ahead and use the same pictures that you have already used, cars and other stuff, right? And
yes.
You see at the bottom having a Chamber of Commerce of the Palms Beach, right? Here's the logo, U.S. Law Shield. So would I use the same one or not?
That one, the Palm, I haven't, I wouldn't use it, no, because I have to register with them first. And then they'll provide me with, you know, the link. So when you click on the Chamber of Commerce, it'll take you to their website.
So for now, we don't
That's
need
what
to
they
use that.
No, no.
Okay, and here's the terms and conditions privacy policy. So would I use the same verbiage for the privacy policy and terms and conditions?
Yeah, I mean, unless you got to add something else to it. I think it sounds pretty good.
Okay.
But I do want to add a place there that we do offer training, meaning, you know, firearms training.
Firearms
so
training.
I don't know if that.
So, so how would you like to provide training to, if I want a training, so how I can be signed up on the site?
Yeah, that one they will have to come and there will have to be a page where they can contact. And for I won't put no pricing on that stuff. It's just basically CCW, meaning concealed carry weapons. That's a licensing. And then for armed security.
So basically, you will provide arms, weapon, firing, training to the clients, right? So how the clients will contact you? It's like I want training, right? So. I will just fill out the form, or you will get the QA, and I will.
Yeah, I will fill out a form, a contact form.
Basically, you want a casual booking appointment form, right?
They will just technically. I don't want them to book an appointment. What I want them to do is just basically reach out to inquire more, about it. So then that way,
so we need to
create
a training page as well along with these pages. Like we are going to create like home security services industry training, news and blog about us and contact us. I would add one.
Yeah, and I can provide you pictures for that.
Not a problem. Okay, that's great. So I will use that. And on the home page, you see there's the verbiage here. So would I use the same verbiage or what?
You can use the same verbiage unless you add something, and we'll see as we go. And we see how it looks and, give me option,
Okay. Okay, so what I can do, I understand that what you want, and I will discuss with AD regarding that, right? And as you mentioned to me, we need to add something or other things stuff. So for this thing, you need to discuss with David regarding that because he's a specialist in that. So, all right. So what I can do, I can connect you with David so he can explain you better than me about these things.
Okay.
Okay, just stay with me. And whatever discussion you have, you had with me, right? So I will discuss with Dady, and we will go ahead and make these changes and create these pages, each and everything. This takes a little time. AD will mention to you by email the how much we will take that time to create all these pages along with your verbiage and images, all that stuff, right? And then on that date, I will get back to you. Okay?
Okay.
No
okay.
problem. For now, I'm going to transfer a call to David. Quiet, he will discuss all the regarding the verbiage like you just mentioned to me and other stuff.
Okay.
Stay with me.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Hey, Carlos, this is David Morgan. How are you, sir?
How are you doing, David?
I'm great. How's the day going?
Day's going just fine.
Oh,
and
perfect.
You?
Yeah, that's
How's your
great.
day?
Yeah, that's great. How's the progress going with Eddie? How's the design? I think you like the second one, right?
Yeah, the second one, yeah. It's a little more lighter. It's not as dark as the first one.
Oh, I got you. So this is just basically the dummy designs, but just based on dummy pictures
Right.
and the dummy content at this moment, as you already approved second design. So definitely we will go ahead and replace the dummy content with your own words, which will be replacing these dummy words. And as well as, do you have some pictures which you would like to use here instead of these dummy pictures?
Yes, I did tell him already. I gave him the password and everything to log into GoDaddy.
Oh. Perfect.
Where
perfect.
I used to have a website already, and they can
mm-hmm.
go and piggyback off of that website.
Oh, perfect.
And get
so
those pictures.
Mm-hmm. And everything regarding the website is already discussed. And Sam has basically just told me that you're looking for any query form, which your customer, which your people who is looking for your service to find you for your kind of services, you're looking for any form
yeah.
which people can fill out, and then that query will be sent to you, right?
Correct. Yeah, where they inquire for service, I can reach out to them.
Okay, perfect. And as I'm seeing on your website, the services offered, so it mentions the residential security, commercial security, even security,
mm-hmm.
construction security, and surveillance security. So every single security has your own requirements of form, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So for that, what we need to do, we need to create the separate section for every single category. So whenever someone clicks on any of the security, like it could be residential, it could be commercial, it could be even, so it takes the person to the separate page where they just need to fill out the requirements, which is going to be according to your instructions, according to your requirements, so they can just simply fill out the form, book an appointment, and send you an email. So whenever someone sends the query, so you will be getting a notification on your email address that you got a query with this person onto your email. So for this,
yeah.
we need to design the complete custom forms for every single service of yours, which is for the forms which you have for the services is around like 5. So these are the only services which you're providing, or you do have some more?
No, these are the basically. Those are just basically the, mm-hmm. the real most principal context there.
Oh,
because
perfect.
Basically, remember, security is really pretty broad,
mm-hmm.
and what I'm trying to do is basically from there, like when they say corporate security or just any type of security should be, okay, this is what we do. It could be asset protection. It could be, you
yeah.
know, a list of items. That just deals with security in general, period.
Yeah, I think the business of yours, which you're doing, that is based on B2B, right?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. So how you're planning to get the audience to your website?
What do you mean, how?
Like, as you have the website, you're offering your services,
mm-hmm.
and considering the fact as soon as the work is completed and your website goes live and you're on Google, so as you know, on daily basis, people are registering their websites on Google, and at that time, you're one of them. So you must be on like 20th page or 30th page at that moment. So just to getting you on the first page or second page, so you will get the clients on your website,
So is there any marketing strategy are you following to get this business to be on top of search engine?
Not really, no.
So is this your like first website, or you do have like existing as well?
No, I had one existing. That's the one that I was telling him to go in and get the contact data.
Oh, perfect, perfect. So this is the new one which we are working on. And as I mentioned to you, we will be designing the complete 5 custom forms for you, which will be exact according to your requirements. And as well as, may I know, like the content which you are seeing at this moment, that is all based on dummy ones. So do you have the content which you are going to replace with this?
What do you mean the context?
Like the words, the verbiage for the website.
The way everything's being hosted through GoDaddy.
Yeah, the GoDaddy is the hosting account, and it provides
right.
you the domain name. The words,
yeah.
the letters, the verbiage for your website, you are the one who can provide us, so we can just go
yeah.
ahead and replace
yeah.
it. So do you have
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and I told him to take it from the I told him to get it from the existing, from the other website, because it's really the same thing. It's just different company name.
Okay, you can just give me 1 second. Let me just take a look on your content part, which you already have on your existing website, if that is compatible for this website, because once we are using the content onto the other website, so just because of the Google protocols, we're not able to use the same content on other website as well. So let me just take a look.
Yeah,
on
but
the
that.
Website.
Oh, but hold on, but that other website is discontinued. That's no longer up and running.
Okay, let me just take a look for a second.
Okay. No va a trabajar. Porque el... El de esto muy chiquito y no está agarrando. No, no hay tornillo. Yo te voy a decir ahora. Déjame enseñarte. A lo mejor porque este es para el 43X MOS. Este es 43X regular. Ve el plato que está aquí. Este platito. Tiene que ser un poquito más alto. Por ahora vamos a ver, no sé, no.
Okay, so perfect. I'll just look at the content which you have on your existing website. Yeah, are you with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, so just look at the content
which
you have. Oh, perfect. So the content which you have on your website, which you are using on your existing website, that is good for you. But if we can talk about the marketing purposes, as considering the fact, as soon as you're live, so we will be. I hope you will be doing the marketing as well just to give your business more improvisation and get the clients to hire you for your services, right?
Correct, yeah.
And the content which I'm seeing on your website, that is just the basic content which you can use on your website.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can talk about the marketing strategy, so the content needs to be based on optimized one. So the content which is I am recommending you at this moment to be on your website that should be based on the search engine optimization, which will give you the number of clients, number of users to review your website once you're live. So the content which I am recommending you to put on your website that will give you the keywords according to the nature of your business. Let's say it could be, let me just see. It could be residential security, it could be commercial security, it could be even security. So once you
right,
got...
Right, the keywords.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I hope you're familiar with this.
I have somebody for that. I don't do none of that stuff because I'm not familiar with anything of that.
Okay, so but I would recommend you at this moment as you're creating the new website, and this website, I want you to be... this website to be very successful for you. So I would recommend you, instead of using the old content, just something, come up with the new content, which will be based on according to the marketing strategy. So once we are doing the marketing for you, for your website, so you will be generating the clients on search engine of Google, Yahoo, and Bing. And as I mentioned to you, once your website goes live, you're not on like first page on the first day. We must need to do the marketing. It will that will take you to the first page or the second page time by time. So this is why from the
right.
first step, I'm guiding you if you can follow the marketing strategy for your every single thing. So at the end of the day, you will be getting some profits. You will be getting the clients on your website once you are live.
Understood.
So what do you think about this? If you say we do have the content writers who can write the professional content for you, which will exactly based on according to your requirements and according to the optimization and according to the marketing strategy. And as I mentioned to you, we are already doing the designing to create the custom forms for you, which is for the residential security, commercial security, even security, construction security, surveillance security. So if you want us, we will go ahead and write down the complete content for you for your website. And firstly, we will going to show you the first draft. You can take a look. And if you feel like you do have some amendments, so you can just give us the feedback on that. If not, so we will be going ahead and place all the
okay.
content on your website. And the main part
okay.
is that once you goes live, Googlebot will going to read the whole content. And if the content is according to their requirements, so that would be great for the business owner to get their website to be on top of search engine. And if the content is not according to the Google requirements, so definitely it will take a lot of time to get the website on search engine.
Mm-hmm.
So
understood.
Do you want us to write the content for you, or are you going to do it to your own?
No, I want you guys to do it.
Okay, perfect.
You guys
so let
do
me
this for a living, no?
Perfect. This is the reason I'm guiding you from the first day, that if you can take everything according to the marketing, so at the end of the day, you will see the results generating the revenue. So let me just calculate the pages at this moment, the number of pages which you have on your website. So as I mentioned, we do have the content writers, which whom we are paying on hourly basis to write the content. So according to the number of pages, I'll tell you the cost for the content. Give me 1 second.
Well, we're going to, okay, go ahead. We'll see what you come up with.
Oh, definitely I'm not going to come up with, like, beyond your expectations. That would be definitely under your affordability. The first page, which we have the home, the second is about us, and the services, we have, like, five, and the client reviews, we will be going ahead and write the reviews as well for you. So the four and the five services, the total pages is 9. And do you want us to write the privacy policies and terms and conditions as well?
Yeah, just the other thing too is that a lot of the stuff you're saying, it's on the other website that I stopped running.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just going to took everything from there and pass it over. And then you just got to place it and fit it in the appropriate where it should go.
Yeah,
but go
as
ahead.
I'm
going to come up with.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and listen.
No, go ahead. I'm listening. No, I'm listening too. Go ahead.
As I was explaining to you, the content which you have, that is just the basic content. That is not according to the optimization of the Google. So we need to write the complete content for you according to the Google requirements. And as far as the concern regarding the privacy policy and terms and service, so this is something which clients writes it according to their business rights. So this is something which we can utilize it from your existing website for sure.
Okay.
So the total number
let's
of
see
pages.
What, at the end of the day, yes, mm-hmm. okay, go ahead. What
no.
comes down to the price, but go ahead.
Sure. So the one page we have is for home, second one is about us, and the services page we have 5, and the contact us, so the total number of pages which we have for your website, which my content writer is basically going to write the content for you, and every single page is based on 100 words, so let me just calculate the cost here. page. So I've just checked the cost for the complete content writing. So the 8 pages with the complete professional content writing will going to cost you straight $800.
Wow, on top of what I already paid.
And that is the amount which you paid initially. That is for the website designing, development, and deployment. And this is something which is for the content writing, which is according to the exact requirements of Google officials as well, which will give you the benefits once you're live.
Right. No, I totally understand that. But I have to discuss that with someone else. I know what you're saying, but I got to discuss that with somebody else because we're in a whole different category now.
Oh, so is this something about the pricing, or you need to discuss this with your partner?
Of course. Yeah, of course. I got to discuss it with my partner now because then you're talking about something different. So now they have to go and basically talk to, because I know what they're going to do. My partner's basically going to go back to the person who did the FloridaInvestigation.org website and try to locate them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to try to do that because you're going now over a different scenario. So they're going to – I know what they're going to do. Once I go back and tell them that I got to pay them another $800 for content to put that's going to meet Google requirements, they're going to shut me down, and then they're going to go to the other person. I know it already. I see it coming.
Oh.
I see it already coming.
Oh, so.
Because that needed to be clear from the beginning. So I know already they're gonna get on my case. I know it already.
Oh, so we can do in this way as well for this. As you already mentioned, that if you can talk to your partner and they come up with this kind of answers for this extra dollars, so you can just stuck with the same content which you already have on your existing website. We can definitely going to utilize it here.
Okay.
So what do you say? But as you know, the difference between the optimized one and the basic one, that is a huge number of difference.
No, I totally, I know what you're saying, but I'm just not trying to get testy, but I know that with the people that I work with, they're going to be on the offensive immediately. I can tell you that off the bat. I'm the cool, calm, collect guy. I say, go ahead, go do it. But they already put the brakes on, and then there's going to be multiple now, you know, what's when and where, and then, you know, now it's just going to get real crazy.
Yeah,
so
but
I'm trying to avoid that.
This is something which is for their benefits, but as I mentioned, that is your completely choice. If you want to get the optimized one, so you can. If not, if you want to use the existing one, so you can. So you can just give them an option that we do have the two choices. The one is for the optimized one, which we can use, and that is the amount just because of the optimized one is the completely professional and based on keywords. And the second one, that is we already have the existing on our existing website, so we can use that one on our website, which will not going to cost us.
Yeah. Right. Well, I would suggest to use what the other website had, and then we'll take it from there, from that aspect, because I can tell you right now, from the 8 to 8, I can tell you right now, I know what they're going to tell me. We're going to be at 1600, and that's basically 1500 is what the person who did the first one, and they just have to locate the first one, because the other first one is just that they went on and moved on. I don't know what, but I know that they know. I'm just trying to do this on my own. But I know if I bring in my partner, it's going to be a whole different book. I'd rather just try to see what I can accomplish on my end, rather than just say shutting me down and say, listen, I'm going to take over the whole thing and then request a refund and shut everything down. I don't want that. They're quick
okay, I got you. I totally understand where you come from. So I would suggest you at this moment as well just to stuck with the thing which you already have.
Right.
Because I feel like
just,
your partner is very strict.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he goes for every nickel and dime, and then he's gonna go down every contact and who's who. You know, he'll go down. It's like dissecting everything. You know, and I don't even want to go there. You know what I mean? So that's why I try to do this on my own. So I thought it was just a simple. Okay, fine. They build the website, take the contacts from the other place, put in there. Just throw a little here and there, and it's over and done with. And we see what comes from. Of course, it's going to be tweaks and all that, but we haven't got there yet. But if I pull this now and tell them what you just told me, they'll shut me down in a minute. I mean, they won't even give me the chance to even to break it down. That's why they would tell me, they would tell me right away, you should have waited, and I don't want to wait.
I would also suggest you to don't tell him.
No, I'm not gonna go there yet. I wanna go where you guys put everything up and say, listen, hey, they photoshopped this, they took the other context from the other place, they put it here. How does it look? You know what I mean? I have to soften them up. I can't just say, hey, listen, I paid for this, I thought I could get it done, and now they're telling me this and that. Oh, he'll go ballistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the amount which you already paid, you're definitely gonna take everything which you paid for. You can pay. You paid for the website designing, development, and deployment. So definitely, you already paid for that. So we can go ahead and get everything done for you with the cost which you already paid. And if something which you can come up with additionally, so definitely we also need to charge you of that. But at this moment, we are good with it, everything, because you already have the content on your existing website. We can use the same content on your website, and we are good with it.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. And then obviously just the Photoshop and the pictures and the Facebook and the Instagram. I haven't made any of that, so I'm assuming you guys do that.
Yeah. Like for as you're concerning about the social media designing, so definitely we'll go ahead and do that for you.
Yeah, I know that. You know, because I saw it on the package deal. It had everything from website to Twitter, Google, and all that other stuff. I mean, Facebook and
the
just
package,
to get that up.
The package includes the Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter designing. So you will get that once the work is about completed. Okay?
All right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. No. I know we're going step by step. No, I totally understand. I just don't want to get red flagged, and then I got to go to him, and then he shuts me down. I don't want that. You know, I don't want it. I want to just keep the pace going, you know.
Yeah, I can understand that. So we can just stuck with the same things at this moment. I'll ask Eddie to use the same content which you already have it. And once the content has been placed, Eddie will kind of send you the updated link, and we are good to go.
Okay, sounds great.
Yep. Anything else from you today?
No, I just want to know if they can go in and put the on the publicsafety.org, put down, you know, website under construction or something.
Yeah.
Because I already gave them the password and everything, just to put that it's coming. It does exist, but it's coming, but it's not there yet, you know.
Oh, you already gave us the credentials, so definitely we'll go ahead and look into that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.